This is Carolyn Crabtree. I am with Suzanne Bennett. And what is the name of this school?
Greene County Intermediate School.
In Greensburg, Kentucky. We're doing an interview for the McDowell House Project, and the date is November the 13th, 2009. Thank you, Suzanne. I'm glad you take a few minutes out of your day to do this for me. We're here to talk about Jane Todd Crawford and how you got interested in doing a presentation of Jane Todd Crawford. How long have you been doing that?
This is our fifth year doing it. And I was recruited by a friend of mine, and we're also serve on the Arts Council together, Peggy Jones. It was her brainchild, her idea, and I've had some acting experience, and she contacted me to see if I would be interested. That's how it started.
So you have had other acting experiences?
Yes, I have a drama minor from Campbellsville College, and which is now Campbellsville University. But my father was also a retired professor of theater at Campbellsville, and so I was in a lot of his plays even before I was in college, and since I've been in college. I did some community theater in Somerset when I lived there. And I guess pretty much all my life, I mean, I'm nothing official, but I've been involved in theater.
Tell me what you enjoy most about doing your presentation of Jane Todd Crawford.
I think there are many things, but the first thing that comes to mind is it's just such a fantastic story that needs to be told and needs to be heard. And, you know, I knew of Jane Todd Crawford. I didn't grow up in Greene County. I've lived here my adult life. And actually, I knew about her from my children who were involved in academic team and history club and those types of things at middle school. And that's where I really knew about her. And but the more I have learned about the story, is just incredible. And when you think about her courage and what she was willing to go through, it's just really inspiring. And to be able to get this story out to people has really been a privilege.
How many people do you feel like have been touched with her story since you've been doing this?
Well, one thing, and again, this is Peggy Jones' idea, we present a condensed version of our bigger program to the public school, all fifth graders. So this is the fourth year we've been doing that. And, you know, that's, I don't know, you know, 150 kids roughly each year. They're telling their parents. We also sponsor a writing contest, and so that gets them involved at home. And we get a nice crowd at our annual program in December. But I really think the greatest impact has been getting the story to the children.
So many children seem to be far removed from history. Do you feel like this has brought children into an interest in history in other areas as well?
Well, I hope so. I don't know that I see that necessarily directly, but I know when we go into the classrooms, there have been times we've done it with just one classroom. I've also done it like with three or four classrooms in a bigger area, but they're attentive, and I know, being a teacher, I know that they can tune out even when they look attentive, but the way I do my monologue, I'm looking in their eyes, and they're listening. It's piquing their interest, and even part of my monologue toward the end is encouraging the students to learn more about their history or Kentucky history. And you pray the impact is being made, and I have to believe that it is.
Do you have any interaction with the students while you're doing your monologue?
Just the eye contact. Now this year, I have a musician that accompanies me. He's a very talented classical musician, and he brings his guitar and plays period music, and we've kind of interspersed that within the monologue. And this year was the first time he invited a couple of students from each class to kind of act out. He sings a ballad, and you know, they're usually love songs, and that really that was fun. And he'll have a boy and a girl up there, and that gets them involved, but the other kids are watching, and they act out the song as he sings it. So that really wasn't about the Jane Todd Crawford, but it was involving them in the period and the time and history of it. And anyway, as far as that, we just have the kids, as far as the Jane Todd Crawford goes, we invite them to participate in a writing contest. But as far as me directly, I'm just presenting it. I'm talking to them in the monologue. I'm talking to them as not necessarily Jane's ghost, but as if she was able to come back and be with them for a day. It's kind of presented in that way. So she's there with them in the classroom.
All right. What is this man's name?
Warren Wolf is the musician.
Okay.
He's very talented. He writes. He has a large repertoire of this classical music, Scotch, Irish ballads and songs. And
does he do concerts in the area other than
you? I think he has quite a full plate. I think he's well known throughout the state and probably elsewhere. I don't know his exactly all that he has done, but I know he's the one we go to in this community. Everybody knows Warren Wolf and his expertise in history and music.
Now, do you see any future expansion of what you do? Do you see going to other communities?
Year before last, I applied to the Kentucky Chautauqua. We were turned down, and I didn't reapply for this next year. And I'm not the historian. I don't know if my efforts were what were lacking. I can't imagine that the story wouldn't be compelling. And to me, everything that I know about Chautauqua, and I've seen other Chautauqua performances, I think this would fit right in there. But I'll just say it, I don't know if there are politics involved, but they weren't interested in our first proposal.
I would hope that you would please try that again, because I agree with you. It's a beautiful story, and it needs to be told statewide,
and
not just here.
It's Kentucky history. Uh-huh. It's Kentucky story. She wasn't a native, but actors that portrayals that I've seen, they don't have to necessarily be a native. The history involving her happened while she lived in Kentucky, and it's worldwide. I even had one of our maintenance people a few years ago, when he saw what we were doing and he saw my picture in the paper for Jane Todd Crawford, he came up to me and he said, you know, when I had my wife at her doctor in Elizabethtown, when he realized I was from Greene County, he got all excited and was questioning him about Jane Todd Crawford. So people elsewhere know about her in the medical community.
They certainly do.
And in, you know, we're doing our effort here in Greene County for her to be remembered, but and yes, the next step is to get the state to embrace her story as well, and we'll try again.
Please. Well, as far as being a native, Daniel Boone wasn't a native, and he didn't live here all of his life.
Right.
They do have a Chautauqua speaker.
That's right.
That is Daniel Boone and some other pioneers who were not natives of Kentucky.
Right.
Very few of the pioneers.
That's right. They were none of them were natives. They had to get here.
Well, tell me a little bit about your the way you dress, way you do this.
Well, the wealth we have here in Greene County, Warren, our musician's wife, Karen Wolf, is an expert seamstress, and she has made the costumes I've worn, and she's a historian as well, and she designs the costume exactly to period. I know we've recently, the community, I was involved in a historical play about Jane Todd Crawford, which Karen did the costumes for that as well, but of course, when I portray Jane in my monologue, I'm like she's speaking from a memory and at a later point in her life. And the costume I have for that reflects that period. But when we did the play, Karen had a whole different costume that would reflect, you know, the 20 years earlier. And what's fascinating to me is she does all her sewing by hand as they would have done at that time. Really? So not only is it period visually, she has made it as they would have. And that's incredible to me.
Tell me a little bit about the play that you did.
We also have a local historian. His name's Lanny Tucker, and he writes plays, historical plays, and this year he chose the Jane Todd Crawford story, and we portrayed mainly the point of her illness when they were in Greene County, and her meeting with Dr. Ephraim McDowell, and he actually wrote the play with the surgery, and we were, able to perform that for middle schoolers. It's very graphic, so we didn't want to go to the younger audience for that, and we also had a community performance. It was very well received.
So the people who were in the play were all community people?
Yes, yes, ma'am. All community.
Actors,
no,
actors.
It's just volunteer people in the community that are interested and available.
Do you feel like your community here in Greene County supports what you're doing very well? Or?
Well, yes and no. I mean, I think there's a spirit of support. You know, we'd always like to have greater numbers at any of our performances, but everybody's busy.
Now, where do you do these performances at Christmas or December?
The annual Jane Todd Crawford story is performed at our also historic courthouse that's right in the middle of the square.
How many people can get into the courthouse
well,
for that?
I said they could get 100 the other night.
Okay.
Like 60 or so comfortably.
Yeah, probably comfortably 60. And we've not had, I don't think we've had 60, but we've had a good full audience for all our performances. Each year I think it's grown.
200th anniversary.
Yes, and this is our 200th anniversary. We're planning a two-day performance and have invited a speaker. Dr. Charles Martin, and so
from
we're
from Lexington?
To, yes, ma'am, from Lexington.
Mm-hmm. Now, he is on the board at the McDowell House.
Okay.
He and his wife both. Do you get support for what you're doing from doctors? Like, the McDowell House is connected with the Kentucky Medical Association, I believe, to some degree. All right, have you applied for any funds or any?
No, we haven't.
Help from those people?
No, we haven't at this point. It's just been a community effort through the Arts Council, the Greensburg Arts Council.
Okay. What about your local medical people here? Do they come out in support of this?
Dr. DeSimone was, and his wife were in attendance last year.
Hospital auxiliary.
Yes, our hospital auxiliary is always involved. And of course, our hospital is named Jane Todd Crawford Memorial Hospital. And they are very involved in the annual program.
Well, I witnessed your performance at the Constitution Square Festival this year. It was excellent.
Thank you.
I guess I would like to know if you intend to do more of those types of performances in other areas than Greene County.
I would be willing, as I said, I'm committed to the story. I've fallen in love with Jane. She's been an inspiration to me, and in that vein, I would be glad. I'd go anywhere that we were asked. Now, I guess I'm unlike a lot of performers in that I like the limelight, but I'm not going to toot my own horn. And maybe that's been a negative in getting our story out, because I depend on others to get the word out. But I would be willing and would love to go anywhere that anyone would invite us.
How is the word gotten out about you? How has that progressed
of course,
over the last 5 years?
Yes, locally we do advertise in the paper. We've had mailings year before last, I think.
Doctors in
we got addresses for every doctor in the, I think maybe 3 or 4 county area. But that wasn't real successful in anyway. But
and this year we have the McDowell board people that we're going to invite.
Yes, we're gonna, it has evolved to our a nice relationship with the McDowell House, and I think that's helped us in the past year to get more known about Jane Todd Crawford, or that our endeavors to get her story out, just that we've been working with the McDowell House. I think that has helped us, and we will be inviting the board members to our performance this year.
I tried to get onto a website to see if I could find information about your play and things like that on the website, and I had a hard time, I have to admit.
Okay.
So, are you planning to do more with media type of things like the web, internet?
It will be. It should be on in the next week.
I know our, what's it called? The city.
GreensburgOnline.com.
GreensburgOnline.com. I think this past few months they've really been trying to update that, and so.
We met this week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, good. So that's in the works.
Okay.
Unbeknownst to me.
Do you have a future plan for having your own website for this, or do you think it's that big yet?
I hadn't thought that far ahead, but that's a good idea.
People do, it seems to me, I worked in tourism for several years, they do seem to be going more in that direction to get their information now, rather than brochures and things.
Well, that's a great idea. Like I said, we're just, I don't know, I haven't put a lot of the PR thought into it.
But do you have a committee that works with this?
Yes, we do. It's formed. Peggy Jones has done most of it herself, but I think this past year we actually formed a committee.
Through the Arts Council.
Yes, okay. Through the Greensburg Arts Council.
Do Do you have anything else you'd like to share with us about this?
No, I just appreciate your interest and...
You said, I will ask you one more question. You said she inspires you. In what way?
Just her courage and knowing that what she went through, the pain that she must have endured for months before, you know, she even met Dr. McDowell, and living in a time that you don't have the conveniences that we have, or that you just go to your medicine cabinet and take some Tylenol. And she had four children. I have three children of my own, and you know, just on, especially when they were all in the house. Two of mine are grown now, but you know, that just being a mother to a house full of children is a big job. And she was trying to be a farmer's wife and raise children, and in that incredible pain. Well, it grew. I'm sure it didn't start out that way, but as it grew. And then, and I've heard some people say, well, in desperation, yes, I'm sure part of her agreeing to the surgery was desperation. There was no other way, but still, that was such a courageous act. And, you know, she couldn't just hop in a car and drive to Danville. She had to mount a horse in her condition, in her pain. And fatigue, and
middle of December.
In the middle, and the cold, you know, she didn't have a heater. And again, just thinking the mother aspect, you know, leaving your children, not knowing if you're going to see them, you know, you might die. It's one thing, I think, especially at that time, to have died at home as opposed to 60 miles away, and just all the uncertainties. And that she did it. She just did it. And I really feel like, again, I've heard in the play, our director said, well, she was just desperate. You know, she was just, you need to be more desperate. Well, yes, I think she was desperate, but I think she was thinking beyond herself. You know, her children, her husband, yes, she wanted to not have pain, but I don't think it was just, you know, I'm hurting and I need help. I think she knew she was needed in her family, and she was going to go to any length that it would take to be there for them, and that she was able to trust Dr. McDowell, and I think her faith, from my understanding, was very strong also, her spiritual side, and all that coupled. But again, just as a woman living in the 21st century, you know, I just think we're not worthy. She, you know, we have a lot to learn. We can learn a lot from her, and keeping that in mind, you know, can get you through what we think may be a hard time or a bad day.
Okay. Now, how old was she when this happened? I don't remember.
43.
I
could look it up specifically, but that's because that's one of the questions. You know, when I first went into the schools, I was just performing the monologue and the information I had in the monologue was what I knew. Well, after the monologue, the fifth graders would start raising those hands, you know, and how old was she, and this, you know, all the little specifics. So I made a little cheat sheet because that wasn't my area of expertise. I was there just to, you know, interpret the words. And so I've had to bone up a little bit, but I think she was about 43. She lived to be 78, I'm thinking again off the top of my head.
Her husband died several years after, right?
Yeah, her husband died.
Did she remarry?
Never remarried.
She outlived
her husband and Dr. McDowell, and his nephew who assisted, that we know of, assisted in the surgeries. You know, that a lot of the history, and I am not a historian, is vague. You know, she wasn't some big, you know, famous person, so you have to piece together a lot of the information. But
Now, they did apply at Pioneer Playhouse last year about Dr. McDowell and the story. Did you attend that?
I wanted to and was not able to. And I
was going to ask you what you thought about that performance.
I had a out of town during one of the performances that our council was going to, and I didn't get there. I would have. I regret that.
Well, I was curious to see what your reaction was to the way they approached this whole thing. And
I hope they'll do it again.
I think they plan to, probably. Well, I know you're in school and you have to get to class. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I appreciate you doing this.
Well, thank you.